The wood grains in each layer are aligned to provide individual components of the building, such as floors, walls, cross braces and beams, with extremely high levels of strength. And because these parts can be manufactured in a factory where tolerances are finer and quality control is easier to maintain than on a building site, the use of prefabricated sections cuts down on the delivery of raw materials and allows construction to proceed more quickly. Another advantage is that construction will not be as noisy as it would be if the town were built from concrete and bricks, adds Ms. Arnas. This makes wooden buildings particularly suitable for urban redevelopment in general, since putting them up is less likely to annoy the neighbours. It should also be profitable. Ms. Arnas is looking for a return on investment of 20% or better. Sweden is progressive when it comes to wood construction, she says, but I don't see any reason why it shouldn't work elsewhere. The biggest concern most people have about wooden buildings is the risk of fire. The buildings in Wood City will be fitted with several fire protection systems, such as sprinklers and flame-resistant layers, as would also be found on their concrete or brick counterparts. At the same time, researchers are coming to believe that engineered timber is, by its nature, extremely fire-resistant. To help win approval for the construction of the Ascent building, the US Forest Service carried out tests on the laminated timber columns it would use. After finding them difficult to burn, the columns were awarded an exemplary 3-hour fire resistance rating because they maintained their structural integrity. Without a sustained heat source, the charring of the outer layer of a big piece of timber protects the structure inside. Try lighting a campfire when you only have logs. Many of the large urban fires of old, like the Great Fire of London in 1666, were mostly fueled by small sections of timber acting as kindling. So when it comes to building in wood, it is best to think big.